This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Flowers adorn the grounds at the U.S. Supreme Court, along with homemade signs and chalk drawings as people show up to pay tribute to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The 87-year-old died last night of complications from pancreatic cancer. This woman was a fan.
She was the moral beacon when America felt lost.
CBS's Jan Crawford with more.
Ginsburg's 1993 nomination to the Supreme Court hardly seemed possible 34 years earlier, when she graduated at the top of her class.
There was not a single firm in the entire city of New York that would offer me a job.
She said she had three strikes against her: Jewish, a woman, and the ultimate deal breaker, a mother.
Employers feared I would be staying home more than I would be showing up.
That unequal treatment drove her to become a law professor and eventually head the Women's Rights Project at the ACLU, where she argued six landmark cases before the Supreme Court.
But CBS's Tom Foti says Ginsburg's death is already mired in politics and a possible Supreme Court confirmation battle.
With an election just weeks away, the Democratic presidential nominee wants to slow or stop a Republican rush to replace her.
Voters should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice.
Republican leader Mitch McConnell said that 4 years ago when he did not allow the Senate to act on a Barack Obama High Court nominee 9 months before the 2016 election.
The Gulf is on the weather watch again this weekend as Tropical Storm Beta gets stronger. CBS's Jeff Berardelli with more.
Just this September, we had 10 named systems. That is a record, and we still have about 11 days to go in the month. We had three named storms form on Friday. That is a tie for the most we've had on any one day.
Evacuations in California overnight as the Bobcat wildfire spread very fast due to high winds. This man is thankful for the firefighters, but worried for them as well.
I saw a couple of firemen coming down with smoke and all that. It's like, yes, you want everything to be safe, but then again, you feel for them too.
Turning now to COVID-19 and what's happening in Texas public schools.
There have been more than 4,500 documented cases of COVID-19 in Texas public schools since the start of the new school year in late August. The Texas Education Agency and the Texas Department of State Health Services say it's the first attempt to track cases in Texas schools. A district-level breakdown will be available next week.
CBS Jim Crisula. There was a 4.5 magnitude earthquake in Southern California overnight that was felt all the way to San Diego. So far, there are no reports of injuries or serious damage, but Los Angeles firefighters are still checking. This is CBS News.
The biggest names in politics face the questions you want answered.
As Commander-in-Chief, what do you think America's role in the world should be?
Face the Nation, Sundays on CBS.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by Janelle & Associates Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas.
Attention all former Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. If you were sexually abused by an adult scout leader, even if the abuse happened decades ago, listen closely as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. The Boy Scouts of America have billions of dollars in assets and have agreed to set up a victim compensation fund for victims of child sexual abuse, even if the abuse happened decades ago. Our attorneys can file a claim for you and get you the justice and closure you deserve while you remain completely anonymous. If you suffered abuses from scout leaders and those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call our law firm's confidential scout abuse helpline at 800-686-2738, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. But hurry, as time is running out to file a claim. Call 800-686-2738 right now to see if you are eligible for substantial compensation. Call 800-686-2738. That's 800-686-2738. 800-686-2738.
COVID-19 is even making things tough for lonely horses.
Thanks to the pandemic, it's been 6 months since horses at the Southlands Foundation have been able to romp and play with residents from the Daytop Addiction Treatment Center. Longtime Southlands members like Susie Williams can only imagine how much both miss the interaction.
They spend time with the animal and cheer each other on. And as one man said, I got all that off my chest. That horse knows everything he can about me.
After 60-plus years of riding the rolling green hills, Williams gets it.
I've shared secrets with this land and these animals.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News in Rhinebeck, New York.
More than a 500,000 households in the U.S. are made up of married same-sex couples 5 years after the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Since 2014, the number of married same-sex households has increased by almost 70%. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
KGMI News Update.
Good morning, I'm Haley Joe. An old lumber mill revitalization located in Everett hopes to create 1,300 new jobs. Port of Everett administrators received a state grant this week to transform the entire Baywood Mill site, which has been vacant for nearly 30 years. They say soon it will be a hub of both economic and environmental activity. Additionally, just a few hundred yards away, contaminated soil and debris along the Everett waterfront will be cleaned up to create a new sanctuary for salmon and wildlife. And Canadian Minister of Public Safety Bill Blair tweeted yesterday that the U.S.-Canada border will remain closed to non-essential travel until October 21st. He says they will continue to base decisions on the best public health advice available to keep Canadians safe. Your KGMI dependable forecast will see a shower or two this afternoon, which will help improve air quality, getting to a high of 66. Expect a cloudy overnight low of 55. The clouds will stick around through next week with a few showers and highs in the upper 60s. I'm Haley Joe with KGMI News.
It's time to get informed and inspired. This is Saturday Morning Live with your host, Chris Halterman, on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. Brought to you by Asset Advisors LLC.
Good morning. Good morning, Whatcom County, Skagit County, Island County, and the world out there. It's Chris Halterman. It's Saturday Morning Live, where we're live. We're about liberty. We're focused on you. Today's going to be a great show. A little bit of a change-up. I had hoped to have Maya Espinoza on the second half of the program, but due to a family emergency and needing to care for some children of a good friend, she is not able to join me today. But I had an ace in the hole, a very good friend who I had been talking to about another topic to be shared on the program, and she was willing to be up to the challenge at last minute to come on the second half of the show to talk about that. So today's show, first half, I've got a friend who, her name is Linda DeNadel, and after the experience with the second half of our, you know, the school year, or the third of the school year with the online and the lockdown and everything, just wanted to talk to her about her family's path and journey on making a decision to have a different educational choice for their student. And so we're going to talk about that on the first half of the show. Second half of the show, good friend Lorraine Newman will be joining me. She did some research on the cost of the riots and the lockdown and how that is impacting us economically. It is now quantifiable, and it is now being factored into things like our insurance. So we're going to talk a bit about that. Before that, I just wanted to take a moment to talk about, as everybody knows, a woman pioneer. She had many, many accomplishments, and that would be Supreme Court Justice Ruth Ginsburg Bader, and she's fondly known as RGB. And I wanted to put out my condolences for her family. She is an icon. For those of you who don't really know me, I am really a feminist. I just happen to be a conservative feminist. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she pioneered for a lot of women, breaking glass ceilings and showing that a woman can be very strong and very, I don't know, attuned to, you know, being who they are and standing up for who they are. You don't always have to agree with each and every person on, you know, their policies. But at the same time, she also amplified the fact that she was willing to listen. She had strong beliefs, but she admired those who also had strong beliefs and stood up for them. And I admire very much her accomplishments and the things that she did for the world. On the touchier subject, there's a lot of people who are saying, well, this seat now needs to be filled by whoever the next president is elected. And I really thought about this a lot. because I knew, okay, here we go. Here we go. One more thing to just cause chaos and turmoil in our country, in our nation. But then I did hear something that Senator Ted Cruz said, and it struck me, and it is so true. And I want you to remember this. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian, a Green Party. I don't care what affiliation you consider yourself. We are going to have a contested election. Very likely, highly likely, that we will have a contested presidential election. And for that reason alone, that is why I am begging the president and the Senate to fill that seat. We need that seat filled because we need seven justices on the court for that to not be a total meltdown for our nation. We don't need any more constitutional crises. We need to have seven justices on the court because when this comes to their doorstep, there needs to be seven of them there. And that's my thoughts on it. You may not agree with them, but that's the way it is. As far as what happened in 2016 and everybody screaming about, well, why didn't they, you know, let Obama fill, that's water under the bridge at this point. Right now, we are a different nation dealing with different issues. And it is really important that we have all seven seats filled before the November 3rd election. That's my thoughts. With that, I want to welcome my guest, Linda Denail. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Thank you.
So I know you're nervous. I just want everybody to know that Linda's nervous, but that's okay. I promised her that this is just a conversation. Just as full disclosure, I know Linda. She's a good friend. She cuts my hair. And what do you do when you're getting your hair cut? But, you know, you chat, you talk. That's right. You discuss things. And Linda, throughout this whole school shutdown, the lockdown, the online schooling and everything that went on. And so I've been talking to her about it. What are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do if? And you're a very proactive person, Linda. And so talk a bit about your experience during the online last year. How was that experience for you and your family?
Well, I think a lot of people can relate that spring was a bit of a calamity. Pretty much everyone who at least logged on ended up getting an A. They got an A or an incomplete, and our son was a freshman, ninth grader here. He's a smart kid, but with goals and due dates that keep getting pushed out, he can definitely put off the assignments. He would usually have one assignment in each class that he would get 2 weeks to do and a lot of free time. So he does well with structure and due dates that mean something. So we thought that if we were going to continue at the same school this fall, I wanted to be confident that things would be different. And I wasn't exactly sure that they would be. So we started researching options.
Okay. So when you say that, so what were you looking for your son, as a student, what was important to you, in order to make sure that he was receiving the education, that he needed and for his future?
Okay. The main things we were looking for was a plan that had proven longevity that had been in place. We started looking. I researched three different Washington State public online schools, as well as a few private Christian school options that are online. We decided to go with the public school. So I went deeper into my research on three different ones. We attended online orientations, or I guess webinars that taught us about how that school works, how long they've been running. We were really looking for structure, a track record, and something that met our family values so that we were in line with that school. So we found a school that that I had been researching, and we chose it because our values did align with that school. Their communication was great. They would get back to me anytime I had a question. They knew the answers. If they didn't, the person that did know the answer would get back to me. And their track record of consistency in regard to the kids, you know, having the due dates of assignments and accountability, they hold that up, and that is what our son thrives on. So that's how we chose the school that we did.
So you chose a structure and
yes.
and a school that had a curriculum that aligns with your family's needs.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any how exactly is that structure? Just kind of sort of what does it look like for this? Because you're doing an online school still, correct?
Yes. It is 100% online.
Okay.
And do you want me just to kind of tell you how it started from the first day of school and what it looks like?
Sure.
Okay. He had orientation the first day, and basically he had everything spelled out to him, where to go on the site to find classes, different teachers, how to communicate. The day before school started, his homeroom teacher sent him an email introducing herself, gave her contact information, her office hours, and he ended up needing to call her the first day, or he actually emailed her. He was a bit frustrated because he decided to jump right into the subject without the orientation, you know, kind of like putting the structure together without reading the directions first, and realized mm-hmm. he needed to go through the orientation. He did email her. She called back within 2 minutes to help him get started, and so he basically logs on in the morning. He can see his assignments completely lined out, and he's got 5 classes, and he can get that done during the day without homework at night, which is really nice because he does play tennis every night, and it aligns, again, with kind of what our family structure is. He takes each class, and he's actually ahead of schedule. He's getting the work done. I heard him telling his dad the other night, there is no grace, Dad. The due date is the due date. And I'm all for grace, but unlimited grace doesn't work for him. So he's getting the work done. I'm not even really checking in that much, but one of the really nice things about this school is the information that they give to the parents. Every morning I get an email that tells me what he's turned in and if he has received a grade. I don't see the grade unless I logged on, but that is really helpful for me. I don't want to micromanage him, but I do want to know that he's on task.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be working really well. Hopefully that'll continue. Let's see. I guess that's just kind of how it goes. We just...
Okay. We're going
to
take it...
Yourself.
Yep, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to talk a bit about the type of classes that he's taking, the accreditation and costs and all of those other little, you know, important details for anybody who's considering some other type of educational choice for their family. This is Saturday Morning Live, talking to Linda Denail about choosing a different pathway for your child during the days of COVID and the lockdown and public school online teaching and whether that does or doesn't work for you. We're going to be right back and talk some more with Linda about that very same issue. Saturday Morning Live, we'll be right back.
Hey, sweetie, let's go over the schedule.
Okay, you work Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yep, on those days, you help the kids with school in the morning. Then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I will make sure the kids are doing their virtual learning and run errands.
Oh my, this is a lot to remember.
I know, but at least we don't have to remember to adjust the thermostat as we are going in and out or as the weather changes.
Oh, that's right. Our heating and cooling system from American Standard automatically knows to heat when it's chilly. And when it gets too warm, it switches to air conditioning.
To keep us cool and collected?
Cool, yes. Collected, not so much.
I wonder, does American Standard make something for that?
I wish.
Whether homeschooling or running in and out all day, let Linden Sheet Metal take the thinking out of keeping your home comfortable with a new heating and cooling system. With rebates and low monthly payments, this is a great time to call. Linden Sheet Metal, on the corner of Guide and Main beside John Deere.
We don't have the usual traffic jams that they have in the big city, but sometimes things happen to snarl everything up. Depend on KGMI to keep you cruising to your destination with KGMI Traffic Alerts. We'll tell you where the trouble spots are. And if you see problems on the road, give us a call at 360-676-5464 so we can spread the word. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com.
Hello, my fellow Washingtonians. This is Jim Mattis, and I'm here to talk about that nasty virus, COVID. Make sure we're wearing the face mask, we keep the social distancing, and let's not go out any more than we have to. So over the course of my career, I've learned that divisiveness will never work in defeating an enemy. We got to all pull together. We can get through this if we're united, and we're going to win. So let's stick together, Washington, and keep up the good fight until we're on top of this. Thank you.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back. It's Saturday Morning Live. We're live, we're about liberty, and we're focused on you. Today, I have on the phone Linda Denadel. She is a local mother, a wife, a working woman, a business owner, and we're talking about educational choices, opportunities. And Linda, one thing that I kind of wanted to ask you is, in part of this whole decision-making process, how much of it was based on your experience with online from last year? The potential that your child was going to have to wear a mask all day in school if they had school, you know, in person. The whole fear from COVID and all of those things. Talk a little bit about that. Was that part of the whole process and your thinking and looking for other alternatives for your family?
Well, we had 0% fear of COVID. And he would have worn a mask if he had to, because if it's required, you got to do it. It was a lot based on just wanting the structure and wanting an online experience that had a proven track record.
And accountability, just, right? Accountability.
Yeah, that's the word.
Okay, well, I mean, and that's a fair question, because that, to me, you know, that's the things that our public school districts and teachers, you know, the schools themselves, that they need to hear these things from the parents. As we all know, 50% of the students, I don't know what the stats are right now, but last week the 50% of the students in the Seattle school district hadn't even logged in or checked in, which is, that's frightening. I hope it's because they've signed up for something else, not because they're just not logging in at all. But let's talk a bit about the classes that he's taken. What kind of classes are they offering and are they capable of offering there?
They have got a huge school catalog. All the schools that we looked at had a lot of options for the required courses as well as electives. He is taking his basic courses that are required, chemistry, Algebra 2, that kind of thing, English. He is taking Spanish, and we'll see how that goes online. He's excited about it. And then, I can't remember the other one, but it's one of his basic classes, history. Mm-hmm. And one of the nice things is that a boy that he knows who is in the same grade as him is doing dual enrollment with Bellingham School District. That is an option that the kids can do. Mm-hmm. And the other boy has three of the same classes as Kirby, and they are getting together on Wednesdays and doing school together. They did it this last Wednesday for the first time, and it went really well. They meet at the other boy's house. And in chemistry, they got to choose a lab partner. They haven't done a collaborative project yet, but they are able to be lab partners. And my understanding is any chemistry material will be sent to them when the time comes. So that is just another plus, I guess I'd say.
So I got a question. Labs, when you say labs for chemistry, does that mean the home? How does that work?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but from my conversation with the administrator, they will be sent materials that they need to do any kind of an experiment. And I know there will be one collaborative project for sure. I guess they'll be doing it in the kitchen.
Okay. All right. Safety first.
Yeah, certainly.
Accreditation, from our conversations, all of these classes are, this is a completely Washington State accredited online school. So yeah. Every class that he takes will 100% give him a credit towards graduation. Is this correct?
Yes, that is.
And one thing that you found was that, and it's kind of one of the other reasonings, was that if he did part in school and part out school, that those credits would not be, he wouldn't get full credit. And explain what that is.
Yeah, well, from my understanding, what the contact I spoke with at the Bellingham School District was that their credits count for a different amount mm-hmm. than this online school's credits. Therefore, if you were to take the full 8 classes, our initial idea was to do 4 classes at this school and 4 at the high school. Mm-hmm. Some of the credits Bellingham School District would not count everything because he would be over the amount that they would recognize from the online school. So we decided to just go 100% with the online school. We are going to, he may possibly take an online class next summer. We're just going to deal with this year for right now. Mm-hmm. And we will decide after this school year what to do for his junior and senior years. He may decide to do Running Start. I think that's a high probability. And with the amount of credits that he can get with Running Start, he'll have more than enough to graduate. So I don't think that's a concern, and I was assured that it's not going to be.
Okay. And what's the cost?
Zero. Well, tax dollars. Oh,
yes.
Nothing's
right.
$0. But
that's true. But your tax dollars, your tax dollars are just the same with this accredited online school as they are, say, in any other school district.
Yeah, that's right.
So what's your, I realize you've only had like a week and a half, but are you happy so far? Are you thinking that this is going to be a better experience for your family?
Yes, I do. Based on it. We're just getting going here, but just knowing how a son operates as far as his ability to get things done and his motivation, mm-hmm. he's much more motivated with a secure deadline. Mm-hmm. He seems to be getting the material. I check in with him just at the end of every day, asking him how it went, if he understands the math or whatnot. And, yeah, he sometimes reads me. He's already had to do a couple English paragraphs and turn them in, and he's getting along great with me, which is great. I'm not concerned, really. As far as he's going now, he's excited that he's ahead of schedule. Mm-hmm. This particular school that we chose is structured so that he can start his day when he wants to. But mm-hmm. we have made a plan that he starts by a certain time every morning so that he can get done. Mm-hmm. And he's up and he's dressed just like if he was going to go to his regular classroom. That way I'm assured that he's getting started. And I know there are a couple of the other schools that we checked out that start at a certain time because their classes are live and mm-hmm. end at a certain time and you must log on at that time every day. Mm-hmm. I think this structure is going to work for us because he did get a job and he can work that into the time that his schooling is done. So far, so good.
Great. Well, Linda, I want to thank you very much. Got to wrap it up. I'm at the bottom of the hour. I want to thank you so much for sharing your experience. And I'm going to check in with you later again to see how things are going, because I think it's important. It's a really important information to share. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is Saturday Morning Live. We'll be right back.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson for Asset Advisors. While the last few months have been challenging, it also creates great opportunity. Wealth advisors Dick and Camille at Asset Advisors have been busy assisting their clients while looking forward to the future. 5 years ago, they started down the path of change by joining Carson Group Partner. This path has now led them to becoming fee-based advisors, putting them on a parallel path with their clients. Fees based on the value of the accounts they manage, not selling high commission products. Dick and Camille would like to help you paint a picture of your ideal life. Call them at 733-1200 or go to their website wealthwakeup.com or join them on Wealth Wake Up every Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday mornings at 9 on KGMI.
This advertisement is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific advice, an endorsement, or recommendation for any individual. No strategy ensures success or protects against loss. To determine what is appropriate for you, consult a qualified professional. Advisory services offered through CWM LLC, a registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Fall is in the air, and it's the perfect time to make sure your propane tanks are full and ready for the colder season ahead. When you're looking for quality propane services from a company you can trust, turn to Northwest Propane. Family-owned and operated, their personalized service is the cornerstone of their business. Northwest Propane, the number one choice for Whatcom, Skagit, Island, and Snohomish counties since 1947. Call today or visit them online at nwpropane.net.
Your kids have been home. Your carpets have suffered. From that bottle of soda that somehow just fell over on its own, to grass stains and mystery grime. Isn't it time to make your home feel fresh again? At Swan's Clean Care, they'll restore your carpets to their former glory. They handle residential and commercial carpets, rugs, and upholstery. And they're taking all the necessary steps to keep you safe, fast, friendly, and local. Let Swan's Clean Care and Restoration freshen up your carpets so that you can feel good about your home. Go to swanscarpetcleaning.com.
Relive your favorites every day on Bellingham's newest radio station, 98.9 and AM 930 KBay. Kick off your workday with a 9 a.m. music marathon. Over an hour of commercial-free classics. Hit after hit from your favorite artists all day, every day. And the broadcast sponsor of the Bellingham Bells. Listen live online, 98.9KBay.com. Join the fun and be a part of Bellingham's newest radio station, 98.9 and AM 930 KBay.
In the shop.
Comparing your personal health with your auto repair and why it's so important to take care of both yourself and your car.
Steve from Panacea, Kirk from Angler, Brian from Dr. John's, and Dan from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive.
If I go to my doctor versus going to the people who take care of my car, people who take care of my car spend a lot more time with me.
In the shop, 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
CBS News Special Report. Mourners are continuing to gather at the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, laying down flowers and other mementos for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last night. This woman was there.
She was such a voice for women, myself included. I feel so much of what I have today in this country is because of her and the ideals she fought for.
Tributes are pouring in from all quarters. CBS's Nicole Killian with more.
Bill Clinton, who nominated Ginsburg to the High Court in 1993, wrote, "Her 27 years on the court exceeded even my highest expectations when I appointed her. Her landmark opinions moved us closer to a more perfect union." Former Vice President Joe Biden said it was an honor to preside over Ginsburg's confirmation hearing.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg stood for all of us.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was 87 years old. CBS News Special Report. I'm Allison Keyes.
Welcome back. It's Saturday Morning Live. We're live, we're about liberty, we're focused on you, and next up, we're going to be talking about the costs of lockdowns and riots and not dealing with it, not holding people accountable, and how that is now being quantified, and basically, you're being charged for it, folks, whether you know it or not, because your business that you spend your money at, your homes, your everything that you have that is insured now has a quantifiable risk that has been added into it based on social behavior. And so that's why I asked my good friend Lorraine Newman to join me to talk about that. I do need to do two things. My brain went on freeze, obviously. There are 9 Supreme Court justices, not 7. My brain was obviously on the county council or some other, but there's 9. Doesn't change my thoughts. We still need to fill the seat. We need to have all of the seats in place before the November 3rd election. And with that, I want to just ask my good friend Lorraine, did you want to weigh in or say anything in regards to the passing of RGB?
Oh, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
She was an amazing woman. And when she started pursuing the law, and I think those of us in my age group know a lot of people like this. They were the only people in their classes or one of few women in their classes. And to graduate as well as she did, and then to pursue her career. I was just listening last night. She wasn't able to get a job in New York City in a law firm, not because she was a woman, but because she was a mother. And they felt that she had children at home and that she couldn't do both. And so for a lot of us, she paved the way in showing us how to balance our lives so that we can have more than what women had in the past. And I think as a woman, I'm very grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't have to agree with everything that they did or everything that they, you know, all of their decisions. But considering that we know and understand, maybe we have a better understanding of the hurdles that she had to get over, mm-hmm. in order to achieve what she did, you know.
Well, and she was very good friends. Was probably the most conservative person on the Supreme Court, and so that goes to tell you that there are qualities that people have beyond just where their political beliefs are that mm-hmm. make them who they are. And both she and Justice Scalia valued their families and family life, mm-hmm. and that was a good connection for them, even though politically they didn't agree on probably anything. But they found other parts in their life where they agreed. And so I think we've lost 2 justices that had a lot to show us and for us to emulate in getting along in the world and reconciling differences and going on to the next thing and taking care of our families.
Yeah. Scalia was a definite constitutionalist. He didn't believe that the Constitution was squishy, that it was malleable, that it was strong, and that it meant what it meant, and you ought not to read into it or try to shove into it intent that was not specifically written within it, as opposed to Ginsburg, who felt that it was a living document that needed to grow and mature as society changes and stuff like that. And for the good or the bad of you know, whomever, they definitely were great achievers, yet at the same time managed to have a very close relationship and spent good quality time together. And I'm sure I would have loved to have sat and listened to many of their conversations. That would have been very interesting.
Yeah.
So let's talk
anyway,
about
good examples of how to move forward in life, even if you have disagreements. And mm-hmm. that probably brings us to a good place to talk about a new thing in insurance.
Yes, let's talk about that, if you would, because I know that when I got the new policy for the family business, the rate was up, and it wasn't up by a little bit. It was up by a lot of bit. And here we are living in good old, peaceful Whatcom County, Bellingham, and yet those things that happened in Seattle and Portland and Kenosha and all over the nation, Minnesota, you know, those things affected all of us.
Yes, and I started researching this in earlier this year because I belong to a small master association. There's probably, let's see, I think there's five, six, there's eight members in it. And our board of directors insurance has been just increasing. In 3 years, we're almost at double. Wow. So for a very small organization, that's a lot of money to come up with just to insure the board of directors, of which there's only three people.
There's not a lot of controversial stuff that you're doing. You know, you're just a family that is trying to deal with the family property that's been around in decades and trying to do the right thing.
Correct. So this goes, we're helping people develop our farm into multifamily housing and into mixed use, mm-hmm. because we're now in the city. Mm-hmm. And so I started looking around as to why these insurance costs were just really jumping up, and I found some interesting articles that have just come out, and everybody can get on Google and research this to get a better understanding. But the new cost that they are calculating into our insurance rate is called social inflation. And what social inflation has to do with, you know, they usually calculate in costs of, so lawyers are charging more, or it's costing more to repair your car, or there's an inflation in the price of lumber, so it would cost more to replace your home. So they look at all those kind of costs in insuring people, and they've come up with a new marker that they have identified. And it has to do with it's the increase in the cost of an insurance loss that's caused by either something our legislature did or something that's happening in the jury room or other kind of the way we are, our attitudes are changing socially. Mm-hmm. And so it's a couple of specific things that have triggered this. And we need to think about this in how we are behaving together as a group. And basically, we're not playing very well in the sandbox together, and that's why these costs are going up. Because they are seeing there's a more liberal treatment of claims. There's people's views have changed.
So is it more than the fact that you have to prove your innocence as opposed to being proving your guilt type situation, or that actions taken by a criminal type actions, let's say, are basically because they're not being held as accountable, there's more like that happening,
it's more because our attitude as a group of people together in the United States has changed. First of all, if something happens, there has to be somebody to blame. And that's a change in attitude. We used to think that, well, accidents happen, people make mistakes, but we've changed that into someone's to blame. And so then jurors and judges and the legislature want to hold people accountable for the mistakes that they make. And we've gotten to a point where we want to hold them very accountable. The other thing that they've seen is that if you are popular or rich or known in the community, the more likely it is that juries will give a higher, will come in with a higher fee for you to pay for the mistake that you made. Mm-hmm. Just because we now feel that the rich should pay more than the non-rich. And so they're seeing claims go into the millions of dollars that used to only be $100,000. So that's a problem. Mm-hmm. They've seen, and we used to have in our legislatures put in some kind of stops in the laws where, okay, when you, they limited how much you could assess in damages. Right. But we are seeing that legislatures are taking some of those limitations out, and they've just said, whatever you can get is okay. And that's from a pressure from us in society saying, we want someone to blame, and we want them to pay, and we want them to pay big.
We want it to hurt.
And we want it to hurt, yes. Mm-hmm. So
as opposed to having equal justice being that everybody gets the same punishment for the same crime.
Correct.
We are now saying, okay, well, that person, because they have $1 million, you know, $100 isn't enough. It isn't going to hurt them. It won't deter them from doing it again.
And you have to realize you may not be rich enough to afford higher damages. You may just be well known in your small community, so people have an assumption that mm-hmm. you're rich enough to pay higher damages. Mm-hmm. So we're not talking. While we're talking, you know, stars down in Hollywood and those kind of people paying more, or maybe the Gates or, you know, those people in our world, if you're working in a smaller community, it's also working that if you're well-known in your community and there is a perception that you are doing well, people will assume that you have a larger ability to pay. So the reason this makes a difference is in insurance for everybody is because insurance is a pool of money. You basically, the insurance company makes a determination of what their claims are probably going to cost next year based on a lot of statistics and actuarial tables and a whole bunch of study. They make an estimate of what next year's claims are going to be. Mm-hmm. And then those of us who buy insurance basically just pay a share of that cost for that next year.
That shared risk.
That shared risk. Mm-hmm. So if I have to purchase my insurance from a national firm, then I am buying into the risk of the entire nation is mm-hmm. experiencing, not just what's happening in Billings, not just what is happening in Bellingham. That's not factored in anymore. The mm-hmm. other thing that they found is that...
I used to call that community risk assessment.
Right. And our community has now become the nation. Mm-hmm. And so if people are misbehaving in some other city, that is going to impact the cost of my insurance here in town. Mm-hmm. So now the other thing that I found interesting in looking at this is that because there has to be somebody to blame, and because we have become very conscious of subsets in our culture, when people make a claim and they take it to court, they don't just say, I slipped and fell and they didn't take care of the sidewalk. They will say, I slipped and fell, I'm elderly, therefore this is elder abuse. Hmm. Or if you happen to be of a particular nationality that's a minority in your community, then they will add that in and say, I wasn't treated fairly by my employers because I'm Hispanic or because I'm Asian or because I'm gay or because they add that in. And so
social
it's taking
justice.
More legal so- time.
Yeah, social justice basically is what they're trying to say. That because this area, it's not being as well taken care of because of all of these social factors.
Right, and often these things can't be proved or they're not real, but you are paying a lawyer time. You're paying a lawyer for his time to unravel all these extra claims that they put on just that I slipped and fell and they didn't take the snow off the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. So your legal costs are increasing because people in their seeking of justice have complicated it. So that's another factor that they're having to deal with. So there is a real monetary cost that they can look at and say, well, look how much extra time it's taking just to get through these cases.
Okay. Lorraine, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a bit more about the costs of society when we're not paying attention to how we're all playing well in the sandbox, so to speak. This is Saturday Morning Live. We're talking to Lorraine Newman about social inflation and how it has been now quantified into the cost of living and doing business and ensuring our lives around us. It's going up, folks. Play nice in the sandbox. We'll be right back. Saturday Morning Live.
Did you know indoor air quality is 5 to 6 times more polluted than the outdoor air? And with homes being transformed into offices, classrooms, and gyms, you're spending more time breathing in the good and bad every day. It's time to focus on your home's health. Hi, I'm John Barron, owner of Barron Heating and Air Conditioning. And together with Carrier, a trusted brand and partner for over 45 years, our team is ready to upgrade your furnace or clean your air ducts. At Barron, it's just not about equipment. Our home performance experts look beyond the box. They'll assess the contaminants in your attic, walls, and crawl space, providing you with affordable solutions to make your home's health the best it can be. Call Barron today. Get a free air duct cleaning when you purchase a Carrier high-efficiency furnace and air cleaner. Special financing is available with payments as low as $50 a month. Turn to the experts, Barron and Carrier. Comfort, health, and energy efficiency is our passion and promise to you. Barron, you're a full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
We're experiencing challenging times. We at KGMI are working hard to keep you up to date with the very latest information. But we want to hear your thoughts, ideas, and feelings. Just call 800-747-5901 anytime. Brought to you in part by Windermere Realtor Mike Kent. Email him at mike@mikekent.com as he prepares for a future wave of buyers to Whatcom County. From your partners at KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com. KGMI Connects with Joe Tien is a new live show each weekday afternoon about our community and you.
I, hope the show tries to stay local. God knows we've got enough county and city issues.
The callers you've had today so far illustrate just why your show is so valuable. It's been wonderful listening to those people today.
So join us each weekday at 4 p.m. for KGMI Connects on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com.
Welcome back. It is Saturday Morning Live. We're live. We're about liberty, focused on you, talking to Lorraine Newman on the phone, talking about social inflation and what it is and how it is now quantifiable, meaning they're able to calculate, take the numbers, and spit out that this is what it's going to cost you in dollars and cents on your insurance, on the products that you buy, on just about everything that you do in your life. It has now been calculated out, and it is now being added into the costs of everything. So even though it was your board insurance that brought it to your attention, I know I am seeing it in business insurance, and I'm sure that it is also tweaked its way into the cost of everything that I buy and do in my life. I mean, take a look at just as a what was it in New York? I just heard that but even though they're not letting, indoor dining happening in New York at a high enough rate that it's worth these restaurants to be open. Mm-hmm. They're telling them, well, but you can charge 10%. We're going to allow you to charge a 10% surcharge now for the COVID, and it's like, wow, like everybody wants to pay 10% more. You might as well just raise your prices. But, I guess it's if you add a 10% surcharge, then you can just be mad at somebody else rather than the restaurant or the business that's just trying to survive when the government's telling them you can only operate at 25% capacity.
Well, and that's just it. A lot of the costs that we pay, if you don't put an extra line item on the receipt, People don't realize that your prices have gone up because we are paying these other costs that are basically related to how we are getting along in society. Mm-hmm. And I heard one of the excuses one of the rioters used somewhere was that it didn't matter if they harmed a business, if they broke their windows or took their, because they're insured. Well, yes, they're insured, but they don't pay for that alone. All of the rest of us who had nothing to do with the riot, didn't live in a city where there was a riot, now will be paying increased insurance costs so that that insurance company can cover that huge cost that there is in replacing these businesses out there.
And as an example, I want to just our health insurance, okay, how that has changed. And they did this with health insurance. So before the Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, when they kind of mushed everything together, you used to have community-based rating for your health insurance, meaning that if you lived in a community where it was a healthier place to live, or the likelihood, you know, that there was less probability that you were going to have certain illnesses or risk factors in there, you had the benefit of having having a healthier area. The risk was quantified by your community. Uh-huh. And now people who were high risk had a high risk pool that they could go into. So the reason that everybody's insurance went up is because they took all of us and they put us all in the same pot and stirred it up and said, okay, now everybody's going to share the cost.
Yes. Yes. And there is just this, we have to think about how we're thinking. This, oh, it's okay, you're insured. Insurance comes with a cost.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we just have to be very, very aware of how we are contributing as a society to the increase in that cost by how we are behaving with each other, mm-hmm. in not getting along, settling out of court.
Frivolous lawsuits.
Yes. The other thing that was interesting in my research is that there's a new thing that's come up, and groups of people can get together and basically finance this type of litigation. Before, an attorney had to have enough funds in his own coffers to finance himself doing going forward with a claim like this. And then he got a percentage of whatever amount of money damages were assessed.
Right.
So he did the work first, got paid later if he was successful. Well, now they have come together.
People have
pooled their money to finance the lawyers, law firms.
Okay.
And they saw that also increased the number of legal suits that were coming to the court, not being handled outside
Thank
of the
you.
Court.
Thank you, Lorraine. I appreciate it. We've run out of time. Anybody interested in what Linda Daniel had to say about educational opportunities, email me, please, at chris@smllibertyroad.com. chris@smllibertyroad.com, because I know she didn't give out the name of the online school. If you're interested, you can email me. I'll get that information to you. Thank you. Saturday Morning Live. Have a great weekend.
You're independent. So are we. We're member-owned and not-for-profit. Because of that, we make our loan decisions right here at West Edge Credit Union. You don't have to wait for some out-of-town loan approval. That means fast, quick answers on your loan requests. Find solutions, not excuses, at West Edge Credit Union. In Bellingham, on the corner of James and Alabama. Online at westedgecu.org. West Edge Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Meet Bill. He's a do-it-yourself kind of guy.
Last summer was rough. Every room was a sauna. But this year, it's going to be different. All I got to do is get this air conditioner up in the window.
Don't be a Bill. Instead, let Feller Heating cool your home. They carry brands you trust, like Daikin heat pumps that offer maximum comfort and efficiency. And rest assured, their team of HVAC experts are taking all the necessary steps to keep you safe. Feller Heating, designing peace of mind for over 40 years. Online at fellerheating.com.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground, covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns. And that someone is us. We are Free Radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
This is News Talk 96.5 and AM 790, KGMI Bellingham. KISM HD2 Bellingham. It's 9 o'clock.